It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. It's a Football Friday edition of Cole and Company. I, of course, am your host, Cole Bear. I am inside the Shirley Street studio. And it is October 7th of 2022. And we have an ambitious agenda laid out for the show today. Details forthcoming. Hope you're having an outstanding day. Hope you have a great weekend ahead for yourself. Obviously, another great sports weekend. And let me thank you for however you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan. You'll find it. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set, ready to go. And check out that website, not only for the stream, but you can get the podcast of this show, all sorts of local and statewide sports content. Make sure you bookmark it and check it out on a regular basis, 1650TheFan.com. Number to dial if you want to join in today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email me questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone you would like to hear about or from on a future show, fire away. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up on the show today, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. Got a big stack to get to today, so we won't dilly-dally around. After we're done there, we take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. We'll come back from that first time out, and we'll be joined by Rob Gray, my outstanding colleague at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who is on the Iowa State football beat, does a great job. Rob will join and give us his breakdown of a big, big game for the Iowa State Cyclones tomorrow. Another Big 12 battle. The Kansas State Wildcats will be invading Jack Trice Stadium. What's it going to take for the Cyclones to bounce back after a loss at Kansas last Saturday, where they only scored 11 points? I think I'll end up saying this to Rob, because this Iowa State team, they've moved the football. It's not like there haven't been numbers as it relates to this Iowa State offense, but they're kind of empty calories. You know what I mean? The ball is moving between the 20s, but what's not happening in the red zone, or what's not happening once this Iowa State offense gets inside its opponent's 30-yard line? Is that something that is a serious reason for concern? I remember on Monday when we caught up with John Walters, the Iowa State football play-by-play voice, had that on a Cole and Company podcast that you can check out at 1650thefan.com. The conversation with John was, hey, you know, this offense moves. But the run game's struggling a little bit right now. Is it that simple? Is it as simple as getting healthier With that running back group, you know, namely Jairrel Brock, Cartavius Norton, will that help put this offense kind of back to where it needs to be, more so of what we saw right at the beginning of the season, albeit against lesser competition, but still, that is certainly one of the biggest topics we'll dig into with Rob, and of course, break it down. Kansas State versus Iowa State. Look forward to that coming up in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking about that game with Rob, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and he makes his triumphant return coming off the injured list from a week ago. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join us in the third segment of today's show. Give him a follow on Twitter at @Logan_Blackman. We will, of course, talk Iowa at Illinois. Illinois has not, we heard this yesterday from David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com. Illinois has lost 8 straight to the Iowa Hawkeyes. However, the Iowa Hawkeyes, 3.5-point underdogs at last check in Champaign tomorrow night. Yours truly doubling down on the Fighting Illini. I took the Illini in the points in Madison last week in what obviously became an absolute beatdown by the Fighting Burt Bielema's, so much so that it cost Paul Christ his job up there, which was a surprise, if not a shock. So I'm rolling with the Illini as I see them beating Iowa by more than 3.5, simply put. But we'll get Logan Blackman's breakdown. We'll talk about that game. We'll talk Iowa State, Kansas State. We'll talk UNI versus Illinois State. If the Panthers get a win tomorrow, they'll be right back at 500 where they need to be. And we'll see. I'm eager to get another look at that Panther football team tomorrow afternoon. I'll be there at the Unidome, and obviously it's homecoming weekend, so a lot of festivities going on here in Cedar Falls this weekend as a result of UNI homecoming. So everybody, be safe out there. Just be mindful of that homecoming is going on, and if you're having fun, maybe a little too much, make sure that, you know, you've made proper arrangements and you're not putting yourself or anybody else in danger. Just get the old PSA out there right now. But we'll talk about those 3 college football games with Logan. We'll talk a little bit about what's trending in the NFL as we usually do. And, of course, as I already kind of alluded to with the Illinois pick over Iowa, we will make our picks of the weekend. I've got 4 picks. Usually only have 3, but I got 4 games that I like this weekend. So look forward to that. Try to put some money in your back pocket. And Logan usually comes with some good stuff, too, some good games as well. So make sure you're here in the third segment and have your betting app holstered during that segment as well. After we're done there, we take the final timeout and get you a NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary in that final timeout. Come back and wrap up the show for a Friday. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Real quick before we dive in here to area sports news and scores, just a couple things. As I mentioned yesterday on the show, I had a really good time talking with UNI football co-offensive coordinator Bodie Reeder. What he's been able to do in conjunction with Ryan Clanton and Joe Gans in a short amount of time here with this UNI offense. Because, folks, it's kind of like Freaky Friday this season for the UNI Panther football team. It's the defense that's had the struggles. And the offense, for the most part, albeit it's had its flaws, the offense has been damn good. It has. And it's been as good as it has been since either the 2012 or 2007 season. So probably this is the best offense you've seen inside that Unidome for more than a decade. And I'll be the first one to say it. And I know it won't happen. But give that man an extension right now. Give him a raise. Give him an extension. You know, there's always going to be turnover on FCS football staffs by nature of it being FCS football. But for crying out loud, that guy, he's already proven enough to me in 5 games that this is a guy you need to try to keep around. And I think what's encouraging is if he does leave sooner than later, for a better opportunity somewhere else that's going to pay him more, that he's collaborated, genuinely collaborated with Ryan Clanton and Joe Gans to build this offense. So Those are a couple assistants that have been around for a while. Anticipate them being around longer, but who knows? But it seems like if they do leave, they've built things up the right way, put things in place where maybe, hopefully, for that program's sake, that offense can continue to hum. But that guy deserves, as far as I'm concerned, that guy deserves a raise and an extension already with what he's done with that UNI offense. I wanted to put that out there. I really did. I mean, between what I've seen and the conversations I've had with the guy, and I think it's important, again, to point out, you know, what Ryan Clanton and Joe Gans have done as well. But those three as a trio, impressive, impressive stuff out of that UNI offense. If you have not gone to see Panther football this season, what better time than tomorrow, 4 o'clock at the Unidome, to go check them out. All right, let's dive in here. As I said, got a big stack of area sports news and scores. Last night in Metro High School Volleyball, Cedar Falls hosted a quadrangular, and the Tigers finished 3-0, got two set sweeps over Waterloo East and Mason City, and a three-set win over Class 4A 6th-ranked West Delaware. Meanwhile, Waterloo East finished that quadrangular 1-2. The Boys and Girls Cross Country Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet was held yesterday in Cedar Rapids, and on the boys' side of things, Iowa City High got the win. Cedar Falls was the runner-up. Waterloo West placed 11th. On the girls' side, Dubuque Hempstead took first place. Cedar Falls placed third. Sophomore Zoe Zylstra led CF with an 8th-place finish. The Cedar Falls boys' golf team competing today at the Class 4A State Golf Tournament. The two-day meet is taking place at the Elmcrest Country Club in Cedar Rapids. The defending state champion Tigers are looking to win their second consecutive state title. As I mentioned, that meet goes through tomorrow. And, of course, Week 7 of the high school football season kicks off tonight in the Metro. Waterloo Columbus plays host to Postville for a Class 1A District 4 game. In 4A, Waterloo East travels to Western Dubuque for a District 3 matchup. Waterloo West is looking to end a 5-game losing streak, hosting winless Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And the Class 5A 8th-ranked Cedar Falls Tigers are on the road tonight at Dubuque Hempstead. You can hear that Tigers game on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Pregame begins around 6:45, kickoff at around 7:15. That's 1250 AM, 105.1 FM. And you can listen at kcfiradio.com on the stream or download the KCFI or Cruising KCFI app. Meanwhile, in area-ranked games tonight, beginning in Class 4A, 3rd-ranked Waverly Shellrock plays at Mason City. In 3A, number 6 Independence is at home against Charles City. In 1A, 5th-ranked Dyke New Hartford hosts Denver, while 1A, 7th-ranked Appleton Parkersburg is on the road at Central Springs. In Class A, number 3 Grundy Center entertains BCLUW, and it's a top 10 tango and 8-player tonight as number 3 Don Bosco hosts number 6 Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Can't wait to see how that one plays out. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released weekly volleyball rankings, and several area schools are in the polls. In 5A, Cedar Falls continues to be number 6. Union is once again number 5 in Class 3A. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains top-ranked. Wapsie Valley remains 3rd. Denver stays put at number 4, and Sumner Fredericksburg is once again 9th. And finally, in 1A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is at number 5. Don Bosco down a spot to number 8, and AGWSR is 12th, and Dunkerton is 13th. The Waterloo Blackhawks play their home opener tomorrow night, hosting Tri-City. The Hawks are 1-2 this season. The Storm are 2-0. Last year, Tri-City won 5 of the 6 meetings between the two teams. You can hear all the coverage of the Blackhawks game tomorrow night here on The Fan. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45. Puck drop at 7:05. The UNI volleyball team begins a 5-game homestand hosting Bradley tonight at McLeod Center. That match begins at 6. The Panthers lead the Missouri Valley Conference with a 4-0 record. UNI returns to action then tomorrow night hosting Illinois State. Iowa State men's basketball got bad news today. Jeremiah Williams, who was projected to be the Cyclones' starting point guard, suffered a left Achilles tendon injury and will not play this season. The injury happened in practice yesterday, and the transfer from Temple, he came to Iowa State as the Owls' third leading scorer, 9.5 points per game last season, led the Owls with 4.3 assists per game. The Iowa State football team is looking for its first Big 12 conference win tomorrow, hosting number 20 Kansas State at Jack Trice Stadium. Kansas State is leading the Big 12 in rushing, averaging 267 yards a game. You can hear all the coverage of that one tomorrow on Cruising KCFI, pregame show at 4:30, kickoff at 6:30. And as I mentioned earlier, Iowa at Illinois tomorrow night. Both teams are 1-1 in the Big Ten. Kickoff is at 6:40. And the UNI football team hosts Illinois State for homecoming. UNI looking for its third straight win to get back to 500. Kickoff is at 4. And finally, Wartburg football involved in a top 25 matchup tomorrow as the number 20 Knights travel to Pella to take on 24th-ranked Central. Central was the preseason favorite to win the American Rivers Conference, while Wartburg was picked to finish second. Kickoff is at 1 tomorrow. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we break it down. Iowa State versus Kansas State. Rob Grave, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joins us next on a Football Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
All right, bro, we'll get right to the start on that one. I know the one you want. Philly, 6 runs in the ninth. They stun the Cardinals 6-3. They grab game one on the road. Gene Segura, the go-ahead two-run single during that wild ninth inning. So the Phillies grabbing the first game of that series. You got the Mariners in front of the Blue Jays 4-0. They're in the fifth. Cal Raleigh, Eugenio Suarez have each driven in a pair. Raleigh with a two-run shot. There's also another final that was earlier with the Guardians looking to finish off the Rays.
A Rosarena awaiting the two-strike pitch. Here it comes. A swing and a high fly ball to left. Juan is there. He makes the catch. Ball game. Game one of the wild card series goes to Cleveland.
2-1 over the Rays. Emmanuel Class A able to finish it off for Shane Bieber. Went 7 3, struck out 8. Jose Ramirez, the go-ahead two-run shot. And it was Tom Hamilton, the call. Guardians Radio Network. NHL season getting underway in Prague. Predators erase the Sharks 4-1. Injury notes, Jameis Winston doubtful for the Saints, so Andy Dalton expected to make the start. Broncos lost Garrett Bowles and Ronald Darby for the season. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, it's DA. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
Put the smart in your speaker. Just say, hey, Alexa, play 1650 The Fan.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice, Ashley Hinson. Hinson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Hinson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Hinson for Congress.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Week 5 of the National Football League starts on Sunday morning when the Green Bay Packers take on the New York Giants. That game at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. Both teams are 3-1. Packers an 8-point favorite, minus 390 on the money line. The Giants plus 295, over under 41.5. New York still evaluating quarterback Daniel Jones's ankle that he injured last week against the Bears. Sunday night, the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Baltimore 3.5-point home favorite, minus 180. The Bengals plus 150. 52, over under 47.5. Both teams are 2-2. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% when you use the promo code ACTION75. Experts.winnersandwiners.com. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony DeZiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 30 tonight under clear skies, northwesterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 60 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 38.
30.
Turning warmer Sunday and Monday 38. With highs in the upper 60s. Once again, 30 tonight, 60 tomorrow.
Jeez.
With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 51.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
30 degrees. Megan Mulford is banned from this program for the rest of the week. So sorry about that, Megan, but we just cannot accept a forecast that has low temperatures of 30 degrees. That's 1 degree away from 29. Let's not even pretend like the S word exists yet. Let's not go there. All right. We got way more important things to talk about than the weather, though. We've got Iowa State football tomorrow. It'll be on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Pregame coverage begins at 4:30. Kickoff at 6:30. And the Iowa State Cyclones looking for their first Big 12 win as Kansas State, top 25 opponent, comes to Jack Trice Stadium. And we've got Rob Gray, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, here now to break it all down. Rob, how you doing on a football Friday?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well, Cole. I'm trying to work on my lump charcoal smoking skills out here on my Weber kettle grill. And
okay.
So far, I'm not failing, so that's a good thing.
Okay, so I would like to assume that maybe you've got a nice protein that you're going to be cooking on that bad boy this evening.
Yes, I got some chicken thighs with a good rub.
Oh,
I made them well before, but our kettle built, it's not like a deluxe kettle. It's an old Weber. So
okay.
Keeping the temp right is kind of hard, so I'm actually right by it. This is an exclusive grill side interview, Cole, for what it's worth.
This is big, folks. This is a huge development. Rob Gray on location right next to his smoker. And what it may lack in Bluetooth or app capabilities, it seems like it makes up in just its cachet for having probably grilled and smoked a bunch of very fine meats by this point in his life. Is that correct, Rob?
Yes, it's gotten a workout. Not so much as a smoker, because again, it's just a kettle grill. But a lot of fine things have been cooked on it. And sometimes it comes out succulent, sometimes not. But
well,
lately, mostly succulent.
Well, Rob, I'll send you the bill because I know now I'm headed right to the meat counter after work here. So that one's on you, bud.
I'll take it as long as, I got you.
You're welcome anytime. You're welcome anytime to come enjoy some grilled food here in Cedar Falls. But we got a big game to talk about, and these Cyclones, Rob, they need a win. Let's start, though, like we usually do, looking back quickly at last week's game. At 14-11, they lose at Kansas. Kansas is a good team, but it seemed like on that particular day, Kansas probably didn't play well enough to earn that win, but they got it anyway, so tip your cap to them. But when you think back on it, Rob, what's still front of mind for you in the Kansas loss?
Well, I mean, I predicted a win. I thought the offense would finally get rolling and not hurt itself consistently, and that didn't happen. I mean, it's going to happen at some point, I would assume. Otherwise, it's going to be a disastrous season for Iowa State. But, again, there might be a bad break here and there, like the weird illegal touching thing that helped extend the drive for Kansas. The interception down there. I mean, they can't stop hurting themselves, and in turn, yeah, they get a few bad breaks as well. I mean, you can't. They held that offense to something like 30 yards in the second half. Granted, Kansas had the lead.
Yeah.
And they're playing it a little bit differently then. But that defense put together a A++ performance, and the offense just struggled. You know, whether it be ill-timed penalty to put them behind the sticks, whether it be just a miscommunication in the passing game. Most I've seen between Hunter Deckers and some of the other guys, and a couple were with Xavier Hutchinson, which was a big, you know, blaring buzzer, a red buzzer above Memorial Stadium there in Lawrence for me. So it's a huge game for them. Not only you got to get a win, you start out 0-2 in games where, again, you hurt yourself a ton and you have to get a couple of bad breaks, and now you're facing the team that is probably best in the league at not hurting itself. And,
yeah,
you know, the only team forcing more turnovers than Iowa State, but crucially, Kansas State's only given up two, while Iowa State's pretty much mirrored its nine takeaways with giveaways. So huge game and a huge challenge, but it should be a fun one.
What do we know about the status of running backs Cartavius Norton and Jairoel Brock?
Well, conveniently, we wouldn't know anything until after Tuesday and Wednesday's practice, and our availability more or less ends Tuesday.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
So, I don't know. I mean, if I were to go by tone, I would say not looking good. Mm. I mean, after the game, Brock didn't even know what was wrong. But clearly he took a hit, he said, and just didn't feel right. So you hope it's something that's not structural. You hope it's something that won't keep them out for a long time. But if that's the case, they've got to get more creative in the run game. Maybe they work in some end-arounds with Jalen Noel, who's been so good in those short, quick passes and downfield as well. And they like Deion Silas. They like Sanders, Eli Sanders. But it's when you're without your top two running backs against the defense, Kansas State, strangely, has not been that good statistically against the run this season. But, you know, they're always tough up front, and they are yet again. So tough sledding again after two historically poor rushing efforts by Iowa State in the losses to Baylor and Kansas.
You know, Rob, these struggles in the run game, and Rob Grave, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, is our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company, talking Iowa State versus Kansas State tomorrow. But these struggles in the run game, Rob, it makes me think back to, you know, a year ago right now, I think the impression of Hunter Deckers and what he would be was that he would run quite a bit, you know, but he slimmed down in the offseason. We talked about that before the season began. And, you know, you've seen some read options, some RPO stuff that you would expect. But to my knowledge, not too many designed runs. I'm not sure how much, if at all, Hunter Decker's slimming down a little bit, or maybe what he's shown with his ability as a passer has had anything to do with the play calls. But do you anticipate at all that maybe there'll be just be some straight up designed runs with Hunter Deckers, even if it's 3, 4, 5 of them?
Yeah, I thought they have done a handful, and unfortunately they haven't succeeded. They haven't been successful plays. They got to find a way to use him differently. They've also got to tell, I mean, I don't know if they're telling him to stay in the pocket to the very last second. There were some times, both in the Kansas game and Baylor game, that the offensive line had sealed the edge well enough that even though he saw nothing downfield, he would have at bare minimum been able to run for 10 yards, and he didn't do that. And some of those were incompletions on third and shorts, and you know, maybe they went for it on fourth and got it a couple of those times. But these issues accumulate, and that's why Iowa State is 0-2. And I mean, I can't say that they've been outplayed other than they've been out-executed. You know, Baylor made a few mistakes, forced Iowa State to make some, enjoyed a couple of good breaks. Kansas, same thing. A few big plays early, converted on the turnover, and kept Iowa State out of the end zone. Finishing drives has been a huge problem, and that was a problem last year too. So we'll see if they can take a big step forward against the Wildcats.
This makes me think about a conversation I had with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network on Monday, Rob, where he pointed out how you go back a year, for as good as at least, you know, the numbers so far have been for so many of these new skill players, including Deckers, when you got guys like Brock Purdy and Charlie Kohler, Chase Allen, right, Breece Hall in the red zone, I mean, you feel really comfortable. You don't suffer from much anxiety when you had a group of players like that with all that experience. I mean, as much as it's hard for fans to do, is it maybe just, hey, there's going to be some bumps in the road, but just have confidence that these guys are going to figure it out hopefully sooner than later? Or do you think that maybe there's just some sort of switch that can a couple buttons that can get pushed to maybe kind of help them out in the meantime?
Yeah, I think they have to continue to rely on Jalen Noel as Xavier Hutchinson's complement. Obviously, Hutchinson has been the primary target every game. It's why he leads the Big 12 in receptions and yards. I mean, he was targeted 19 times, I believe, and Decker's 48 passes against Kansas, caught 13 of them for over 100 yards. But, Dimitri Stanley starting to get worked in, the Colorado transfer, very fast, banged up a little bit early on, but seems to be up to close to 100% health now. Sean, the outside, I mean, they just have to exercise it. We saw Deshaun Haneke catch a couple touchdowns earlier, one of the tight ends, Easton Dean. Looks like he got a little dinged up against Kansas. He's had some nice catches. They just got to go back to really, really hitting a lot of different targets, I think, and keeping the opposing teams off balance. And also finding ways to take shots downfield, which we thought that was going to be a big thing this season. So far, through five games, they've either failed to connect or even failed to try a whole lot.
Speaking of deep shots, Rob, I feel like since Tariq Milton's sophomore year, that there hasn't been a lot of pushing the ball downfield big time from this Iowa State offense.
Yeah, I mean, there have not been. And I mean, in fairness, if they were to finish drives, which how strange that they had all these drives that last 40, 50 yards, get into the opponent's territory, and then they miss a field goal and whatever, but yet in the same season, they had a 99-yard drive that was, about 12, 13 minutes against Iowa, one of the best defenses in the country. So, I mean, it's a real head-scratcher. I think teams are working really well to bracket Xavier Hutchinson, so it's hard for him to do that. One of their fastest guys, Darren Wilson, throughout his whole career, he's been banged up, same case this season. Stanley, I think, really gives them that a little bit. But again, he's not a big target. Like, they were really fortunate to have somebody like Hakeem Butler that could do that for them, even though it didn't translate to the professional level.
Right.
He had size and speed and power to do that. I mean, at some point you think it's got to materialize, but they were, I mean, they're able to move the ball. They just, if they can just make a few plays instead of making mistakes, you know, they're going to finish some of those drives. And, you know, the red zone percentage right now, they scored 12 touchdowns in 22 trips, and that's just not going to cut it in a league like the Big 12 where you don't have an easy out, to put it mildly, at all.
No, that is not going to cut it. And this is a serious challenge, this Kansas State team. And Rob, having covered the Missouri Valley Football Conference for basically a decade now, seeing what Chris Klieman has slowly been building in the Little Apple and where it's at right now with Adrian Martinez at quarterback and a little bit more production in terms of the run game coming out of that quarterback position than usual for a Klieman team. But when I look at these numbers and the fact that Kansas State's running it for almost 270 a game, this feels like the closest thing that he's got at Kansas State to what he had at North Dakota State when they were really humming. And to me, that sounds dangerous. And it's been pretty damn dangerous so far this season. Iowa State, they're going to have their hands full.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Deuce Vaughn is leading the league in rushing. He hasn't scored touchdowns at a clip that he is used to. I think he had 21 last season. He's got three now. That's because Martinez is taking him away from him. I mean, seven rushing touchdowns the past few weeks, both wins, of course, over Oklahoma and Texas Tech. Hasn't thrown an interception. I mean, here's a guy at Nebraska that had a 45-30 touchdown to interception ratio and lost 16 fumbles in four seasons. He hasn't fumbled either.
Oh my.
In fact, the Wildcats have turned the ball over twice, as I mentioned. So, I mean, he's having beyond a renaissance season. He seems like the perfect fit. I believe he has the perfect Kansas State quarterback whisperer in former Wildcats star Colin Klein, who gave the Cyclones fits a couple of seasons, 2011, 2012, Klieman said during his media availability this week that they're doing some Colin Klein-type things with Adrian Martinez. I mean, no surprise, but the fact that Colin Klein sees his ability in that, when Martinez has been mostly known for his speed and also turning the ball over, it's been an incredible, reclamation or redemption story for them. At the same time, I think Iowa State's defense has been so good, and the way they contain Jalen Daniels, who had, he was emerging as a dark horse Heisman contender. Well, he rushed for 9 yards and 8 carries against Iowa State. And, completed 50% of his passes after been completing about 72%. So I think that gives him a blueprint. I think Tulane being able to hold Vaughn at least at 4-plus yards per carry instead of his usual 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
Even held Martinez down a little bit. I think that's a blueprint they can work from as well. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I expected last week's to be a somewhat high-scoring game, and it was the opposite. So that's the Big 12. That's what happened. If you're a little bit off or whatever, it's this one should every possession should be of paramount importance in this one.
Having said all that, Rob, what's your prediction?
Well, I did predict Iowa State to win. I can't remember what a score I gave on it. I believe I put it 27-21.
Okay.
I just find it hard to believe that this offense isn't going to find its rhythm again.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's only had a rhythm in a couple of games. I mean, a rhythm that produces a lot of points in a couple of games. But I just think there are too many weapons there. I think the offensive line, even though 5 sacks last week, Decker's got to get rid of the ball quicker. I mean, at least 3 of those are coverage sacks that he could have unloaded it. I think he's playing well enough that, and if they can get anything from the running game, you say you have to get creative. Like I said, they've got a good chance to put up enough points to beat this Kansas State team if the defense performs as it's been performing most of the season.
We'll be following your coverage tomorrow, Rob. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray, and make sure and check him out at thegazette.com. Great stuff as always, Rob. Always appreciate your time and the conversation. Safe travels to and from, and we'll catch up again soon.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Cole, and yeah, we'll talk soon.
Yeah, take care. Appreciate you too, Rob. Rob Gray, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, on a Football Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports. We'll come back on the other side. Logan Blackman will join. We'll talk about it all. Iowa at Illinois. Iowa State, Kansas State. You and I, Illinois State. What's trending in the NFL? And, of course, get your betting apps out. We're going to put some money in your pocket. Picks of the weekend. All that coming up next right here on The Fan.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is presented by Iowa's locally owned electric cooperatives, reminding you to be aware of your surroundings in the field this fall.
Good afternoon, I'm Todd Kim. It's a busy weekend of college football action. Iowa visits Illinois under the lights in Champaign. The Hawkeyes' struggling
Mr.
offense
Blackman,
goes up
copy?
Against an Illinois defense that wants to load the box to stop the run.
All
Illinois
right, great,
gives up just over
minutes.
8 points per game.
You're going to see more guys up on the line than you would typically. But the key thing, I think, is they're well coached and they know where to be, when to be there, that type of thing. So they don't leave big seams for you. You know, it's hard to create them. So that's going to be our challenge.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, the Hawkeyes 3-2. Iowa State looks for its first Big 12 victory at home against Kansas State. The Cyclones are 0-2 in conference play. The Wildcats are 2-0. Homecoming at UNI as the Panthers host Illinois State, while Drake is at home against San Diego. This is Radio Iowa.
More controversy in Washington today.
The White House announced another Biden spending plan today.
Biden says he wants you to pay off someone else's student loans.
We all know Washington is broken. Endless spending, open borders, paying people not to work. Folks out there could learn a thing or two from Iowa. Because here, under the leadership of Governor Kim Reynolds, America still works.
Good news for seniors as Governor Reynolds eliminates taxes on retirement income.
Iowa becomes the first state in the nation to get kids back in the classroom.
The governor announced new protections for law enforcement today.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
Here we still have common sense. We kept business open and kids in school. We cut taxes and support our police. Because in Iowa, America still works.
Governor Kim Reynolds. Common sense leadership for Iowa.
I'm Kim Reynolds, and I approve this message, paid for by the Kim Reynolds for Iowa Committee.
Are you or your business the next fall star? The Shields Tiger Performance Center is looking for 2 all-star level donors. Your pledge of $50,000 a year for the next 5 years will help move this dream to reality. Awesome naming opportunities available, including the outdoor track, the media center, building wings, learning centers, and more. Fall star donors will be recognized at the Cedar Falls Winter Sports Kickoff on November 15th. For more information, see us at the TPC table in the North Concourse. Follow Tiger Performance Center on Facebook and Twitter, or visit the website tigerperformancecenter.com. Are you looking for a new opportunity? Cedar Falls Schools is hiring. Get competitive wages, flexible schedules, and a rewarding career. Paraeducators, food service employees, bus drivers, media specialists, and more. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call 319-553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jeff at Rydell. Isn't it crazy how the market for goods and services has changed? A few years ago, you could get $12,000 to $15,000 off MSRP. And now, with new vehicle inventory shortages, many dealers are selling for thousands over. Well, at Rydell Chevrolet in Waterloo and Rydell of Independence, we want you to know we stand behind our best price practice. We will not, and we have not used this unpredictable market just to make an extra buck. We'll continue to offer our customers new vehicles with lifetime warranties at below MSRP, plain and simple. We do have new vehicles in stock, and we've kept our lots full and our employees happy. Stop in soon to purchase for under MSRP on Silverado Crew Cab, custom order a Ford under MSRP, and lock in 2.9%. You may even save more with supplier and employee pricing or farm co-op benefits. Business owners for 22 tax benefits, be sure to order soon. Stop into Rydell Chevrolet in Waterloo or Rydell of Independence or shop online at RydellAuto.com.
Some models excluded. 2.9% with approved credit. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Hearing that music makes me think about that absolute stinker that was quote-unquote Thursday Night Football last night as we welcome Logan Blackman of The Logan Blackman Show to the program right now. Logan, I really don't want to talk about that game, so do you agree? Let's just like pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, it was like watching two Iowas last night. It's just absolutely brutal. We didn't even watch overtime. I was like, whoever wins, congrats. This is awful. I thought the Broncos would at least get 15 points. That was my prediction prior to the game. They got 9, and they could have gotten 15. They could have done it, but again, they're just bad. They're just really bad. Nathaniel Hackett can't call plays. Russell Wilson looks bad, and it's rough.
All right, all right. That's enough about that absolute stink fest. Let's if we have time for NFL, we'll get back to it. But let's look at the three in-state Division I college football games. Let's start with Iowa State, Kansas State. Just got done talking about that matchup with Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette in the last segment. And I was telling Rob, you know, you dig into this Kansas State team, and they're a top 25 program. Adrian Martinez looks great. He's playing the best ball of his career. And the numbers that are out there with this team, Logan, is they look like the closest thing Chris Klieman has had at Kansas State since he left North Dakota State to his former team, the Bison. I think by nature of that, That's a very dangerous team to have to deal with.
Yeah, Adrian Martinez looks like that dark horse Heisman candidate that Bleacher Report said he was like 15 years ago. Like he's playing really, really well. Deuce Vaughn's playing really, really well as well. Deuce Vaughn was really good last year, so it's no real surprise that he's playing well. But just how dominant Adrian Martinez has been, especially in the run game. Like what they did against Oklahoma was insane. They were fresh off a loss to Tulane. And then they put 41 in Oklahoma on the road. But, yeah, they look good. It's going to be a big test. What is this game? It's Farmageddon, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah. And it's a night game, too.
Yeah. The night atmosphere at Jack Trice is always really nice. So this will be a big test, though. This will be a very, very big test. Though they were hard done by not coming away with a win last week against Kansas. But, yeah, I could see them bounce back, pull off an upset against Kansas State.
I don't think it's necessarily a must win in terms of like bowl eligibility. But I think if Iowa State, you know, if they want to achieve what I'm sure they had set out for goals, this is a game they need to get. So they really don't need to be dropping another Big 12 game starting out 0-3. So let's turn the page here to another night game, Iowa at Illinois. I said at the top of the show that, hey, I rode with the Fighting Bielemas last week at Wisconsin, and they won me some money, so I'm back on them. -3.5. They're a favorite, if you can believe it, despite the fact that they have lost their last 8 matchups against the Hawkeyes. But as we well know, this Iowa team kind of stands alone right now in terms of what it is and what it isn't. Where's your belief level in the Iowa Hawkeyes going on the road and being able to beat what I think it's fair to say is a quality Illinois football team?
Well, like what you brought up about going on Illinois, I've been on Syracuse a lot this year, and their quarterback is a Syracuse transfer, and Tommy DeVito. He's playing really, really well this year, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks on the season. And it's just, like, see, Illinois' defense is really good. How they've been playing this year, the fight in Bielema's, you already said it before, the fight in Bielema's, they're playing tough on defense. And with how Iowa's offense has looked, you could honestly say, and this is kind of, I don't know if it's bad or good, but last week was probably the best game Spencer Petras played at Iowa. Probably. Or one of them.
I ain't saying a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying.
He's still not that good. He's just he's just not that good. There's my my analysis. All these years in the business doing this, I'll tell you what my eyes see. A quarterback who's not very good.
Yeah, and this Illinois defense is going to be tough. It's going to be a very, very tough game. I think the Fighting Bielemas will come out on top. I mean, Iowa's defense is no slouches themselves. And Illinois' offense has been really, really good this year as well. So it's going to be a tough one for Iowa, especially in front of a raucous Champaign Illinois crowd.
Put this out here right now, and albeit say what you will about scheme, Brian Ferentz, all this crap, I take Theo Day 8 days a week over Spencer Petras.
I told my friends at the start of the year that I thought, like, this was before I saw Hunter Deckers play. I thought Theo Day was the best quarterback in the state of Iowa.
I think you could still make that case.
I don't know if that's crazy to say or not, but he's played really well. Last week wasn't like his greatest game of all time, but he's still playing well this year, even though UNI's 2-3 now. He's playing really well.
Logan, here's the thing. It's like Freaky Friday with this UNI Panther football team. They take on Illinois State tomorrow for homecoming, so let's get into this. I had a conversation with co-offensive coordinator Bodie Reeder yesterday, who has just been incredible. Because people go, okay, UNI is 2-3, like, how good really are they? The defense hasn't been good. The offense has been the offense has been pretty damn good. Now they've had some air that's cost them, but Theo Day is 10th in all of FCS in passing yards. He's just behind Jason Shelley at number 2 in the Missouri Valley Football Conference in passing yards. They're averaging, Logan, the most amount of total yards of offense since 2007. This is a damn near juggernaut of a UNI offense, and it seems like it's only getting better. And Theo Day, I've been watching back the last couple of games. He's ripping the ball as good as any quarterback I've watched in college football this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing that I think is helping him out a lot, UNI's got a really well-established running game. Takes a lot of pressure off him in the pass game. UNI's got a lot of talent out wide. But having the likes of Dom Williams and Vance McShane play the way they have, like, it's helping out a whole lot this year. And Theo even ran the ball pretty well last week. It was really strange to see, but he moved around pretty well last week. And it was one of those games where, like, even against Western Illinois, it took them a little bit to get going, but once they got going, they started looking really, really good. But yeah, like you said, the offense. Every single game they scored around 20 points. Like Air Force, that's a whole different animal.
Right. Just throw that one away.
But all the other games, they've looked really, really solid. They had some hiccups against Sac State, but this game against Illinois State hasn't played the greatest either. So I think this is a very nice game, a very, very winnable game for you and I. Going on a nice little 2-3 game win streak. It's a nice way to get off your season after starting 0-3.
With what's left on the schedule, it's a must win because of, you know, starting 0-3. And I think I'm with you. I think they can get it. And I predicted a 30-20 win for the Panthers tomorrow at thegazette.com. People can check that out, as well as the feature with co-offensive coordinator Bodie Reeder. I had a great time talking with him, as I've mentioned on the show. All right, we got to get picks of the weekend in real quick here, Logan. We got about 90 seconds. I'll just give you mine. I've got 4 of them. Somehow I found 4 games this week. I'm not sure how. Akron plus 11 at Ohio. Some folks I trust on
some action.
Yeah, some action, baby. Some folks I trust on Twitter that have been really sharp so far this season said to take Akron in 11 points. And you don't have to tell me twice to take a team with 11 points. So I'm on Akron plus 11 at Ohio. I always like betting on teams that I've seen or betting against teams that I've seen. And of course, Ohio played Iowa State. So that gives me a little bit of comfort, too. I got Nebraska, the no Scott Frost Nebraska Huskers, -3 at Rutgers. I've got TCU minus 6.5 at Kansas. Kansas is just due for a gut punch. I think TCU can give it to them. And then I've got Illinois, as I mentioned before, minus 3.5 against Iowa.
Yeah, the Illinois game one. That one's tough. But I'm going to go with I got Mississippi State. They're going to Arkansas. Arkansas's pass defense is not very good. Mississippi State coming off a big win against Texas A&M. I think Mississippi State can cover the 5.5. Then you got Miami taking on North Carolina. Carolina's offense looked really, really good. Their defense, the exact opposite. And in games like this where their defense isn't that great, Miami's offense hasn't really convinced me all that much. I mean, you watched what they did against Middle Tennessee State. Like, they're struggling. A lot of their yards this year came against Bethune-Cookman, and even then they had some points where they struggled. Tyler Van Dyke needs a confidence game, but I don't think it's this game. And then I'm going to go with Ohio State, Michigan State. This was I thought, but last year, going into that game last year, Michigan State was so one-dimensional. They had Kenneth Walker and a bad defense. That's pretty much all they were. Now they don't have Kenneth Walker. Payne Thorne is, I don't know. It's so sad of the state of the Big Ten quarterbacks. He's probably a top five quarterback in the Big Ten. But they're coming off three straight double-digit losses. Ohio State's cruising. They struggled a little bit more than I expected last week against Rutgers. Mm-hmm. But I think Ohio State bounces back on their first road game of the season and crushes Michigan State tomorrow.
Great stuff, Logan. I got to run. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
I'm Colleen Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 5 got underway as the Broncos played host to the Colts. The game was decided in overtime as the Colts won 12-9. Russell Wilson had a chance to win but failed to convert on a 4th-and-1 at the Colts 5-yard line. Wilson and Matt Ryan combined for 4 interceptions in the game. The next game of Week 5 takes place at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London when the Packers face the Giants. Safety Landon Collins is traveling to London with New York after signing with the team on Thursday. Collins was a first-team All Pro with New York in 2016. Elsewhere, Patriots second string quarterback Brian Hoyer was placed on injured reserve after suffering a concussion week 4. And 49ers safety Jimmy Ward returned to practice after starting the season on IR. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Denver Broncos came into this season as a popular dark horse Super Bowl pick. But the new era in Denver isn't off to a hot start. New head coach Nathaniel Hackett has received a lot of criticism. Star quarterback Russell Wilson has looked awful in his first 5 starts. Broncos have a talented roster, and there is still time to turn things around. But if this is what we can expect from the team the rest of the way, Hackett is going to be on the hot seat. Whenever a coach goes one and done, we're always surprised. But when you look into it, it's actually more common than we realize. Over the last 28 years, there have been a total of 18 coaches fired after just 1 year. Obviously, you never want to see somebody lose their job, but with Denver off to a horrendous start and ownership, new ownership, having no connection with this first-year head coach, a one-and-done season in Denver may be starting to look like an actual possibility. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We all drive, and we're going to have to replace our tires. I trust the experts at TireRack.com because for over 40 years, they've been revolutionizing tire buying. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Try their easy-to-use tire decision guide and find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Their extensive selection includes the full lineup of Kumho, Exta, Krugen, and Road Venture tires. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Energy is something we have less of as we get older, and that's why I take M-Drive supplements for driven guys with clinically tested ingredients for healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And now you can try M-Drive for only $5. Text DAN to 55,000. Claim your offer. M-Drive. Text DAN 55,000. Get your first order. $5. Accomplish more with M-Drive. Message and data rates may apply.
busted.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time for the week. Got to thank Rob Gray, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast for joining today's show. You can tune in to Cedar Falls Tiger football at Dubuque Hempstead over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Around 6:45, pregame coverage will begin. Kickoff scheduled around 7:15. Tomorrow, it's Kansas State at Iowa State on Cruising. We will have the Red River Showdown, Texas-Oklahoma at 10:30 tomorrow morning here on The Fan. Then Blackhawks hockey at 6:45. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.